Welcome to the Children's Ministry Podcast with Kidology.org founder Carl Bastian and his always unpredictable sidekick, Gus. This podcast concludes a three-part series on becoming a children's ministry missionary. We've learned how to talk the language of kids, humor, how to engage in the work of kids, play, and now it's time to learn how to use the artifacts of kid culture, toys, to become more effective in our ministry. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fidelity Bible Kits, creators of the amazing scale model of Noah's Ark. But now, let's go to Carl's Toy Warehouse.
Lord Vader, we are honored by your presence.
You may dispense with the formalities, Commander. I am here to put you back on schedule.
Pastor Carl!
This battle station will be operational as planned.
The Emperor does not share your optimistic appraisal of the situation.
Carl!
He asked the impossible. I need more men.
Then perhaps you can tell him that yourself when he arrives.
You!
The Emperor? He's coming here?
Yes, Commander. And he is most displeased with your apparent lack of progress.
Earth to Pastor Carl! Come in!
We shall double our efforts.
I hope so, Commander. For your sake, the Emperor is not as forgiving as I am.
Pastor Carl, what? We're recording! No worries! Nobody saw you playing with your toys!
Oh, good. They just heard you, huh? Like, Gus, you were supposed to tell me when we were ready to start.
Sorry! Well, actually, I was preparing for the podcast. What, is the Galactic Empire our sponsor?
No, but it's about toys today.
Oh, suddenly I'm interested. Is that why you have all these toys out?
Yes, it is.
What is that huge ship? Is that an Imperial Star Destroyer?
No, that's Noah's Ark.
Wow, not even the Death Star's tractor beam could move that. Is that how big Noah's Ark was?
Well, to those animals, yes, but we'll get to that later. Time to pick up right where we left off last time.
Wait a minute. Is that from a sponsor?
Yes, it is, but we'll talk about that at the end.
Our listeners can get one of those?
Yes, but first, let's review what we've been talking about. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. You've been trying to get us to think about children's ministry as cross-cultural ministry.
Yes, that's very good. In podcast number 9, we talked about learning to speak the language of children.
Humor.
Yeah, so that we could better communicate with them.
And we heard the romantic story of how you and your lovely wife met.
Yes, we did. And then in our last podcast...
Oh, I like that one.
We talked about the importance of play. Not only playing with kids, but learning to be playful.
Well, you're definitely full of play.
And today, we're going to conclude this three-part series by looking at the third thing that a missionary learns when he enters a new culture.
Toys!
Well, not exactly.
What? You said today was about toys.
Well, it is, but let me back up a little bit.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep.
What are you doing?
We're backing up. That's like the backing up beeping.
Anyway, the first thing a missionary learns in a new culture is the language.
And so we learned about the language of kids, humor.
Yes. And then next they learn the work of a culture, how they live, survive, and thrive.
Which you described for kids as play.
Exactly. You're doing great.
So where do toys come in?
Well, the third thing that a missionary does is learn the artifacts of a culture.
The what?
Artifacts, which is a fancy way for saying the stuff of a culture. The tools, the eating utensils, the household items.
I got it. And for kids, it's toys.
You got it. See, if you want to be effective, or let me say relevant, when ministering to kids, your ministry must include toys.
I'm guessing you aren't referring just to having toys in the rooms for the kids to play with.
No, I'm not. That is a good point.
Thank you.
See, having toys around is fine.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, but it will have little impact in the way that I'm talking about.
Yeah, kids expect grown-ups to have, you know, some toys laying around.
Exactly. But if you really want to make an impact, you have to do what is not expected. You know, kids don't expect grown-ups to know their language.
Yeah, and they don't expect them to know how to really play either.
And they don't expect us to understand the role of toys. But when we do... it is powerful.
If you only understood the power of toys. Are you sure the Galactic Empire isn't our sponsor?
You know, that's funny. But ironically, that statement is true.
I knew the Empire was our sponsor.
No. I mean, I want to say to those listening, if you only understood the power of toys.
Yeah, but when you say it, you gotta breathe heavy.
Seriously, Gus. If you do not own and use toys in your teaching and in your everyday interaction with children, you are weakening your impact in their lives. But if you learn to use them well,
powerful teacher, you will become powerful.
Thank you, Gus.
So tell us, oh great and powerful wielder of toys, how do you unleash the power of toys as a cross-cultural minister to children?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Well, Gus, we like acronyms.
That's right. We have an acronym for acronym.
Yeah, but we've already given that in two other podcasts, so we're not saying that now.
A crazy riddle or nugget yielding meaning.
Okay, fine. But our acronym for today is going to be just simply the word toys.
Okay, let me see if I can spell that right. T-O-Y-S.
Very good, Gus. I'm impressed. That's going to be our outline.
Okay, so what's the letter T?
All right, the letter T, if you really want to harness the power of toys, is that you've got to keep up on the latest trends.
Trends, so that's T, trends.
That's right, trends in toys. I mean, you need to know what is new. I mean, what is the hot stuff that kids are playing with, that kids are talking about?
And that assumes that you're listening to children.
That's right, when you're talking to them and listening to them. And what are those things? And find out what they are. I'm dying to give examples, but I don't want this podcast to get dated.
Because it constantly changes what kids are into.
That's right.
So, you know, can you look at like maybe what they're wearing on their t-shirts?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, look for what they're wearing, what they're talking about, what they're playing with, what they're bringing to church.
Assuming you're not taking their toys away from them, unless you want to get one to keep.
No, no, Gus. You know, you can read up in magazines, Children's Ministry Magazine and K Magazine will often talk about what's new in the world of kids. I highly recommend subscribing to Nickelodeon Magazine.
Man, that thing, it's got some crazy stuff in it.
Yeah, you're not always going to like what you see in there, but it is going to be about what kids are into, what kids are playing with, and what kids are talking about. And it's so important, if you want to have an impact with kids, that you look like and sound like you know what's up with kids.
I mean, if they're talking about something cool and hip and that all the kids are excited about, and you walk up and you know nothing about it, you have just killed your ability to impact those kids.
Well, I don't know if you've killed it, but you've greatly weakened it because you've made yourself look irrelevant or out of touch with them. And so you want to have that thing from their world that you can create a bond and a connection with them.
Okay, letter T is trends. Okay, letter O.
All right, the letter O are the obvious things.
Obvious.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that all kids are into that you need to be aware of, okay? With boys, of course, it's going to be superheroes, maybe the movies they're reading, the books they're reading, you know, maybe just knowing how to make a really awesome paper airplane, you know, and knowing what things that girls are into. Now, usually it's easiest for us to relate to boys or girls depending on whether we are a man or a woman or whether we have boys or girls in our home. Now, for a long time, I didn't have any kids, and so I had to really make an effort to keep up with what kids are into. And now, as the father of a son, I don't naturally know the things that girls are into, and so I've always tried to make an effort to be aware of what girls are into. Now, for example, one thing that a lot of girls like are American Girl dolls, and so many years ago, I just decided I need to keep up on what the latest American Girl dolls are.
Now, don't you actually own one?
Well, I own one of the Christian ones from the Life of Faith dolls, which are a lot like American Girl dolls.
Yeah, what's her name?
Elsie Dinsmore.
Yeah, I see her over there. She's really pretty.
All right, well, maybe I'll hook you up later. But one time I was getting onto an airplane.
Hook me up later. Shh.
And I was walking down the aisle in the airplane, and I saw a little girl sitting on the plane with an American Girl doll, and I walked by. I just said hi to her, and then I looked down at her doll, and I said, "And how are you doing, Jessica?" And this little girl just beamed that I knew her doll's name. Well, as I was putting my bags in the overhead bin and all that, the mom actually said to me, "You must be a dad." And I said, "Actually, I'm not a dad yet. I would love to be a dad." And she said, "Well, how did you know the doll's name?" And I said, "Well, I'm a children's pastor." "What's a children's pastor?"
I love that question. Yeah, you do, don't you?
Because I get to tell them what I do and get to tell them about the church and just get a little, drop a little seed about the importance for kids to connect with God and with the church.
Okay, what's the next letter?
Now, the next letter, in my opinion, is the most important letter.
Yo-yos.
No, the letter Y stands for your own toys.
What are you talking about?
Well, see, it's not just important to have toys at the church or to use toys, but you got to have some of your own toys. I mean, you've got to find a toy that you really like and that you really enjoy and that you play with for your own benefit, not just as a tool to be a bridge to children.
Okay, like for example, I know you're like kind of crazy about Star Wars. We heard you playing with your Darth Vader doll. So you kind of like the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, I like the Star Wars stuff and I like Legos. And in fact, when Star Wars Episode 1 came out, it'd been a long time since there'd been a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, 20 years. How old are you?
Never mind. And so I actually made myself a lightsaber.
Oh, I see you have constructed your own lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
Yeah, thanks for the Star Wars quote, Gus. But yeah, I borrowed a lathe from a craftsman at our church, and I carved a really cool lightsaber, and then my wife actually, I got her involved to help paint it, and I went to Radio Shack and the Home Depot, and I found different parts to put on it so there could be buttons, and it looks really cool. And then during the excitement of that new movie, I would wear my lightsaber.
Oh, man, you are a nerd.
Sorry. And one time, I was out with my wife, and we're at a Dairy Queen, and I wasn't wearing a full Star Wars outfit.
Yeah, you do own one, though.
Yeah, I do. But anyway, and as I was staying there in the Dairy Queen, a certain conversation took place.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't hear the whole conversation. I'm deaf in one ear, so I often miss kind of noise around me, and I'm kind of looking up at the menu trying to decide what ice cream I want to get. But my wife heard this father and a son standing just a little ways away, and the conversation went something like this.
Okay, I gotta hear this.
The boy turns to his dad and he says, Dad, that guy over there, pointing to me.
Yeah.
He's a Jedi.
What did his dad say?
Well, his dad's like, son, that's not a Jedi.
No, Dad, that's a Jedi Knight. Oh my goodness.
And so the dad says, well, what makes you think he's a Jedi Knight?
Yeah, what's Sarah doing? Walking away from you?
Well, I think she was like stepping away. But this boy says to his dad, but Dad, no, that's a lightsaber on his belt. That is the weapon of a Jedi Knight.
Oh my goodness, you're corrupting this poor kid's mind.
Well, the dad's trying to, you know, I think help the son realize that there's a difference between fact and fantasy and reality and make-believe. And so he says, well, son, I'm sure that's not a lightsaber. But the boy was sure, Dad, that's a lightsaber. I know what a lightsaber looks like. Well, at this point is where my memory kicks in, because the father came over to me and he tapped me on the shoulder.
I cannot believe this.
Shh. I'm trying to tell a story here. And he says, sir, sorry to bother you, but I was just curious what that is on your belt.
What did you tell him?
Well, I said, it's a lightsaber. And I got to hear this boy go, I told you, Dad, I told you.
Oh, my goodness.
And the father says, I think trying to redeem the situation, he says, and why exactly do you have a lightsaber on your belt? And I said, well, it's because I'm a Jedi Knight.
Oh my goodness, I cannot believe you said that. Shh.
And the kid's like, I told you, Dad. Of course, the father gives me this look like, thanks a lot, buddy. So then, of course, I said, well, it's not really a lightsaber. You know, it's just a toy, but the kids in my church are really into Star Wars right now, and I like it too. And so I kind of made this lightsaber as a way to connect with the kids.
And then I bet he asked.
You're right, Gus, he did. He said, what's a children's pastor? Well, I love that question because I'm able to say, well, you know, a kid's pastor is kind of like a grown-up's pastor, except he's for kids. There's usually a pause there.
And then what?
And then I say, well, don't you agree that just like grown-ups, kids need to know about God and how much he loves them and like how much he has a great plan for their life?
Really? And what do they say?
You know, I have never had a grown-up have an argument with me or disagree. They always say, yeah, that's great. Sounds wonderful. So having toys can give you a way to connect with kids in the world. Not just by showing a lightsaber on Sundays an object lesson and saying this is like the sword of the spirit, but by having your own lightsaber that's your own toy that becomes a bridge into the world of children.
So you're recommending everybody who listens to this podcast construct their own lightsaber and wear it in public?
Not exactly, because I don't even wear mine all the time in public. That was kind of for a unique season. But I am encouraging them to think about what toys would they enjoy that could become part of their life and enjoyment.
Don't you carry a peepers around?
Yes, I do. Peepers are those little eyeballs that just look like they're on a ring, and you just stick them on your hand, and instantly your hand can be a little puppet. And I love to carry one of those. In fact, one time I was at a McDonald's, and I do this a lot when I'm out, and I kind of see a family with kids. I'll kind of get my peeper out and start doing some little funny stuff, get the kids to laugh. And
yeah, and then when the mom looks, you hide it.
Yeah, that's right. When the mom looks, I kind of hide it and go back to looking like a boring grown-up.
And mother can't figure out what in the world her kids are laughing at.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. But eventually, I will let the mom kind of catch me And then there'll be a little smile. And usually on my way out, I'll just stop by the table and kind of say hello and, you know, sorry I was distracting your kids. And they never mind. And one time there was actually a family. It was a mom with six kids that I was kind of entertaining with this peeper. And once I mentioned I was a children's pastor and she said, what church? I learned that they had gone through a really hard time in their life. They'd had some kind of a bad experience with church and they thought they were done with church and were, you know, just never going to go to church again. But that very lighthearted, positive, fun encounter with a children's pastor was all they needed to get kind of over that hump and be willing to go back to church. And they ended up coming to our church with the husband and we had a new family in our church, all because of a peepers at McDonald's. Exactly. But because there was something from the world of children interacting with children out in the world, out in the day in and day out life of existing together and just being playful and playing, and it ended up bringing a family into our church.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so the T is to keep up on the trends of what's new.
Exactly.
And the O is to, you know, really make sure you know the obvious ones. What are boys into? What are girls into? What do all the kids like?
Good, Gus. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, and then the why is to have your own toys.
That's right, to have your own.
Okay, last one, letter S.
Actually, on the S, I've got three S's.
Oh, my goodness. Here we thought we were at the end of the podcast.
Well, it won't take long. But the first S is you've got to show the toys.
Yeah, I guess if they don't ever see them, it's not really going to help.
Exactly. You know, so use your toys. Let the kids see them. All right?
See, that starts at S, too.
All right, thank you, Gus. But use your toys in object lessons. Use them in games. Sometimes you could just have a show and tell, and you could just show the kids this really cool game. You know, after my birthday and after Christmas or even Easter, I always show the kids what I got in my Easter basket or what I got for Christmas.
Assuming you got toys.
Well, I hope children's pastors all get toys.
Well, they should.
And then number one is you've got to play with your toys. Be seen just playing with your toy.
Yeah, like you, I do your yo-yos.
That's right. I like yo-yos. In fact, I have a little yo-yo holster, and I love to just play with my yo-yo before church.
Yeah, didn't you break an exit sign one time?
That's a story for that church, and those kids are all sworn to secrecy.
Smashed an exit sign at the church right out in the hallway.
Okay, yes, Gus, thank you for bringing that up, all right? And when you visit kids and go into their homes and visit them, don't just try and be spiritual and open the Bible and talk about the Bible. Play with them a little bit. If you just go to a family's house for dinner, play with their toys. Go into their rooms. Find out the things they have. Sit on the floor and play with them. Or look at their books or talk about the things, the artifacts.
Oh, there's that big word.
The artifacts of their room and of their house. Because as you connect with them about those artifacts, you build a relationship. You make yourself relevant. And as you are interested in what they're interested in,
I got it. They'll become interested in what you're interested in.
That's right. So you've got to show those toys.
You said there was three.
Yeah, show and share them. Share your toys with the kids. Let them play with them. You know, there's something special about them feeling like they got to play with a toy of yours.
Wow, but that makes them feel special.
It really does. And the last one, S, is to save toys.
Yeah, tell me about it. We're in like toy warehouse here.
Well, I do. I save my toys.
All your action figures are sorted.
Well, that's because of the toyboxtales.com. But yeah, I have lots of toys and I save them.
Wait, let me say this part.
What is that?
They are tools, not toys.
That's right.
In fact, that was in Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, I loved it when the Santa, St. Nicholas character in Narnia said when he gave his gifts to Edmund and Peter and Lucy that they are tools, not toys. But that's what I say about my toys. In fact, I share them with kids, but I don't let them play rough with them because I say these are not just toys. These are my ministry tools.
Okay, so we got trends, the obvious ones, your own, and show, share, and save.
That's right.
Okay, so now it's time to talk about the Imperial Ark, piloted by the Grand Moff Noah.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we do want to end our podcast today by talking about our sponsor and thanking them for their support on Kidology.
So you're telling me that people who listen to this podcast, anybody, they can get one of these giant 6-foot humongous Noah's Ark kits?
That's right, they can.
So where does this come from?
Well, it was designed by a man named Paul English. And he has a passion for creation ministry, and he loves teaching kids. In fact, He first just created this giant life-size scale model of Noah's Ark for his own kids. But after putting all that hard work into it and seeing how much his own kids, as a homeschooled dad, loved learning from this Noah's Ark and playing with it, he decided to turn it into a kit that he can make available to others as well.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So where do they get one?
Well, they can go to fidelitybiblekits.com.
Or they can order this awesome kit on calgy.org, right?
Yes, they can. This ark is so big.
6 feet long.
That's right. The kids can interactively put the animals in and out of the ark and experience just how amazing Noah's Ark was.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I think everybody who's a children's pastor, this is a toy that they definitely want to have in their collection.
I agree. Now, as we wrap up this three-part series, let me encourage you. Become a children's ministry missionary.
Yeah, learn the language of kids.
Learn the work of kids.
That's play.
And make sure you learn the artifact.
The stuff.
The stuff of children's ministry.
A.K.A. toys.
But that stuff builds a bridge into the hearts and the minds of children, makes them more receptive to your message, and when they are more receptive, you become more effective.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, until next time, this is Carl and Gus at Children's Ministry Podcast.com. Toodaloo.
Thank you for joining us. Your feedback is appreciated both via email at carl@kidology.org. That's Carl with a K, just like in kids, or in the iTunes comments for the Children's Ministry Podcast. Want to hear Carl and Gus address a topic in children's ministry? Suggestions are welcome. Until next time, see you on Kidology.org.